No music, just talk today. Here's a podcast to my local president. Yeah, personal podcast directly to local president of Local 304, National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Hey, listen, man, I don't hate you, man, all right? I am challenging you for a position. I mean, the way you fight back, man, is just not right. You start by suspending me on some nonsense that you never tried to correct. I mean, you decided a long time ago that I was better off the team than on the team. Now, you know, every other day I come home, I've got charges from some other union member or some other union official charging me with violating your suspension. Now, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you're probably, and I say again, you're probably motivating that, but all that because I'm trying to show the members that they can do better. Again, I don't dislike you as a person. I'm simply challenging you for the position of local president. Now, again, everything that I speak about against you involves union business. Now, don't let this get all unnecessary. Okay? Again, as a man, I got respect for you. But as a local president, not so much. And that's why I'm challenging you for that position. Now, I got to say, with respect to charges and verbiage coming from the branch president of Dayton, your wife, I'm going to acquiesce on a retort. I'm not going to respond to that. You see, because now it gets into a position where we're not even talking about branch president. We're talking about manhood now. And I'm not going to go down that road right now with you. So I want to say to the branch president in Dayton, you can spew anything you want to spew about me on the podcast, on Facebook, in written letters to the union. I have no response to you. But I say to your husband, yes, I'm still challenging you for that position of local president because I am absolutely certain I could do a better job for the members. Now, with respect to other members out of Dayton, I want to say, again, I received some more charges from, another steward out of Dayton. But this time, they're trying to uneven a playing field. What they're trying to do now is draw the national in against Ken Hodge also. Let me say something to you on this podcast that I will say to the national president. I've never accused the national president of extorting funds. I would never do that. And you want to know what? I never accused the local of extorting funds. You see, if you will notice, I talk about misappropriation. Misappropriation doesn't mean extorting. Misappropriation doesn't mean you stole it. Misappropriation could mean instead of giving it to the branch, you put it in the general fund. So let's be real careful on what we say that Ken Hodge said. Yes, my post on Facebook where, again, I believed then and I still believe that there was a misappropriation. And again, it was found not to be so. So again, I posted it for general knowledge. But now for you to come back with charges, I'm trying to attack the national president. Nah, not going to happen. See, my issue, again, is I'm campaigning for a local president. I want to be the local president. I don't get involved in that. Now, I can speak on it. And let me tell you something. To the podcast audience, I'm being accused of it. Of trying to make a statement against the national president for extorting funds when on one of my podcasts I said the payments from the RI-399, some of it is going to be held at headquarters. That's not extorting funds. And let me tell you something. I support our national president. It doesn't mean I always have to agree with him, but I support what his decisions are. So let's stop and let's be careful. I mean, if you want to attack, but at least come at it proper. But in every dark cloud, if you really search, there's always a silver lining. And that silver lining is I want to say thank you to those folks out in the and these post offices that support Ken Hodge. And let me tell you why I say that. Because if you didn't support me, then I wouldn't be an issue. You know, if I'm not important, then they don't worry about it. But the fact that they understand, when I say they, headquarters element, that there's a challenger that has a very good chance of being elected local president, rather than campaign, we want to spread nonsense. And again, you may accuse me of doing that, but I don't say things I usually can't prove. Now, once or twice I've been fact-checking, had to correct. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm saying I'm here to fight for the members. I have to ask this question to the anti-Kenny Hodge coalition. Why is it that no matter what it is you want to accuse me of, the remedy is always don't allow him to run for any union office? Is that the only penalty you know? See, again, it just goes to feed into you trying to be part of the
collusion.
Yeah, you're trying to be part of a collusion. I don't even have the opportunity to run. And I tell you what, it's not going to happen. And as always, I'm going to keep it live on the podcast. And again, and let me tell you why I do that. If it had not been for the podcast, you wouldn't even know that I'm suspended. If it had not been for the podcast, you wouldn't know that every week I have these charges coming at me. And let me tell you something. I run the risk of attempting to show my innocence and being found guilty right here on the podcast. And I'm willing to take that risk. Because, see, sometimes the activities that go on in our union, we are oblivious to unless you're in that
Youngstown, Ohio.
This is why I really like my podcast, again, because it lets you see, again, 99% from my perspective, what's going on in Columbus, Ohio. And, again, Columbus being one of the larger and more automated plants, I say to you again, if it's happening in Columbus, it's happening in your plant also. So listen, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to remain in the fight because I will demonstrate to the members, just as I fight for you, now I have to fight for myself. Hey, listen, if you believe that you deserve more from your local union than you are currently getting,
180 degrees.
You believe that you should be able to sit down and have conversation or dialogue with your stewards and have them discuss what's going on throughout your case.
180 degrees.
If you believe you should have a president that is well versed in postal and union rules and regulations, 180 degrees.
New direction.
It's time for a change, folks. And if you think that if you're happy with what you have, then you're happy. Support that. But like so many members, they're not happy. And I'm offering you a better way. It's time for change. 180 degrees, new direction. Kenny Hodge, local president.